And the question is, how would I represent this poem inside my little computer? Right? And the answer is, of course, I would just assign one character to each, you know, one code to each character. So here's the poem. I just got it in my little editor here, and you can see it there. You know, sometimes the notes are ferocious, skirmishes against the author, blah, blah, blah. Right? And if we take a look, because we can do that with my little editor, we can see the codes themselves. And let me find, I'll go down here to Connor Cruz O'Brien. There's the capital B. And you can see that, you know, capital B, where's my magic light, is, you know, code 42. Does everybody see that? You know, capital A, if we go down to Ha, we'll see is, there's an A, that's 41. Okay? I guess I should light it up, 41. Right? And the 21s are exclamation points, and then the 22 is a quote, and the 20 is a space, and the 2D is, you know, right? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is this completely obvious exactly what's going on here? All right. So that's it. And so now you know how to represent text inside of the computer, and that's all there is to it on one level. But what can I do with this? Well, I can't do a huge amount. Here's another copy of it. This is exactly the same poem. Right? Let me. But this is in Microsoft Word. Now, Microsoft Word is going to do, you know, the same thing. They're going to have 41 for A and 42 for B, capital B, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they represent it slightly differently. And because they represent it differently, they can do other things like, you know, I can go from final to final showing markup, and I can look at all of the changes. And by the way, one of the interesting things, if I had played you the recording of Billy Collins reading it, is the text, the printed text that I had said, one scrawls metaphor next to a stanza of Eliot's, and when he read it, he changed it to Hardy's. You know, so it's interesting. You know, I caught this little thing, so I made this little change. Well, you know, in Microsoft Word, I can make changes, and I can track changes, and I can go back. And let me just show you what that looks like. Here is what, you know, Microsoft Word looks like when you really examine it. It looks basically like fundamentally gibberish. Right? Because Microsoft Word represents things in a proprietary format. It has the same 41, 42, 43, but all sorts of other stuff. Right? And of course, it's a proprietary format and they don't tell anybody what it is. And if you try to find out what it is, then, you know, they do terrible things to your body. Oh, you think I'm kidding, right? We'll come to that. And we have, you know, lots of other versions of this. I did a PDF. Oh, not there. I didn't. That's the time stamper. Oh, I did the PDF someplace. I won't worry about it here. You know, here's a PDF. Okay, PDFs are portable document formats. Looks the same. You know, looks the same on the screen. But underneath, it bears absolutely no resemblance. If I look back at this guy, this is the Microsoft Word version, I can, you know, find stuff in here that looks like the text. You can find the text in there. See it? In and amongst all this other garbagey stuff that tracks changes and lets me back up. And, you know, if I look at the bottom of the Microsoft Word thing, you know, I can see things like my name someplace, the Microsoft Office Word document, and you'll find me in here someplace, and all sorts of other stuff. Right? There are fabulous stories about people, you know, sending out documents. I mean, I've had this happen to me. I've gotten contracts for people because, you know, I have my day job where they had track changes on and they forgot to delete all the changes, and I get to see everything they had in the contract before they sent it to me. Right? PDFs, by the way, are complete gibberish on the inside. You can't figure out anything on the inside. Another proprietary document representation format. But what I can do with a PDF, I can send it to everybody. They can't change it, but you also can't edit it. You can't do a lot of the things with PDFs that you can do with Word docs. So the moral of the story is that how you represent information determines what you're able to do with it.